Gale, I know you wanted this team to come out and play well after a couple of disappointing performances. What are your thoughts on how this team played?
You know, it's just, we just had a little toughness, a little edge, a little fire to us that I knew we had in us. We just we needed to get back on track, and we did. Really proud of them.
Allie came out and scored 14 points. I really thought set the tone early for what William & Mary was going to have to do defensively.
No, for sure. You know, we talked about trying to establish her early going into the game, and you know, I think she really showed that she's very capable down there. So, you know, that was a great effort by her, and you know, to have six rebounds as well. You know, that's a step in the right direction.
Justine Lyon came off the bench, 17 points. You've got to be pleased with how she's stepping up and leading this team.
For sure. Justine took great shots tonight. She played off the catch. You know, she did everything that we've been working a ton on with her. You know, and it was finally like the rust finally had worn all the way off, and she was able to, you know, go out there and play incredibly well for us, and, you know, to take care of the ball too. You know, that was a big part of today too, was taking care of the ball, and she did a great job with that.
Just 13 turnovers, 5 in the second half.
Yeah.
But the thing I like, too, is you, 5 players in double figures, but Cassidy Gould, 8 points, 7 assists, 5 rebounds. She did a great job of driving and finding the open players.
Yeah, she did. You know, she was a real playmaker. You know, Cass is just one of those kids that, you know, she's got a very well-rounded game, you know, and she can make plays for others. She can score enough, and she's tough. You know, and I was really happy to see her kind of settle in. She had a couple turnovers early and settled in and played pretty much a mistake-free game the rest of the way.
Seems like the team across the board, even those on the bench, were really engaged in this game. I think that really, to me, the point I saw the best was when Kiana got that offensive rebound tied up, and the team just got up off the bench and was so pumped as she comes back and hits that 3.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Now, Kiana really stepped up. You know, it was something I really challenged her with going into the game, and just having you know, just a little bit more of that fire and that intensity, you know, and sometimes she looks at me like, Coach, really? You know, it's not her natural thing, but, you know, I think you can see when she's got that, man, she's a special player, you know, and sometimes you got to step outside yourself a little bit to get somewhere that's special. So I was really proud of her tonight.
Another strong international player performance from Sarah Donovan, 10 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 assists. She's, again, just like Cass, is showing lots of versatility and causing defenders some problems.
Yeah, Sarah's she's just very dynamic. You know, she can score in a variety of ways, and you know, the way that she's learned how to share the ball this year, you know, is really what's making us tick. So I'm really proud of her. You know, having those 4 offensive rebounds too. I mean, we knew going into this game we needed to have and get some extra possessions, and because William & Mary is a very potent offensive team. You know, they typically score at a very high clip. You're not necessarily going to keep them from, you know, shooting a decent percentage, but you've got to make sure you've got enough possessions. So not turning it over and offensive rebounding. And, you know, I think we won both of those today.
And Sarah did a great job drawing 2 charges in the second half to get some extra possessions for this team as well.
Absolutely. You know, we really stuck to the game plan there, and she did a great job.
And, you know, this team sometimes, I think, has struggled to find an offensive rhythm early, but 23 points in the first quarter and then 27 points in the fourth quarter, you really started well and finished well.
Yeah, I loved how we got started and loved how we closed, you know. And, you know, we knew William & Mary wasn't going to quit. We knew that they were going to be able to score in the fourth quarter. So we had to go out there and finish it by putting the ball in the hoop and still staying solid on the defensive end.
Well, I know we're very happy to get this win, but a quick turnaround. You got a High Point team on Monday. I'll let you get to the team and to get ready for the Panthers. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thanks, Derek.
Davidson head coach Gale Coates Folks on the postgame show. The Wildcats 76-65 winners over the Tribe of William & Mary.